We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KMOX at your service. It's the KMOX Auto Show. Now, here's your host, Greg Damon.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Bag is gone. Oh, well. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move.
Welcome, 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 my friends, for another exciting edition of the KMOX Auto Show. That's right, Saturday at your service. Well, everybody's here helping you out today. The audience show is, I can't talk. The auto show is no different. It is time for audience participation. That's right. You got a question or query in the wacky world of automotive. We're going to get it on today. Here's the phone numbers. 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Those are the phone numbers you want to get on. We got some time for open phone lines today. You know, I love talking to the folks out there. You guys always have such great insights. We're going to have some questions and stuff as well today here on the KMOX Auto Show. My name is Greg Damon. I'm the host of the KMOX Auto Show, Master ASC Certified Technician. And we're going to help you out today with anything that you have. We'll talk about your car, your truck, your plane, your train, your boat, whatever you got, your remote control stuff. We'll talk about that too. That's what I'm going to do for you here today on the KMOX Auto Show. Again, 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Let me kind of tell you what's up here today on the KMOX Auto Show. Stel Ponticus, who works here at Entercom, he's going to join me in a little bit. We're going to talk about Ford versus Ferrari. We're going to kind of review the movie for you. I got to tell you, folks, one of the best movies I've seen in I don't know how long. So he's going to step in. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Ron Reiling from AASP. We're gonna assess and we're gonna talk a little about the Missouri Vehicle Inspection Program, the safety program that changed last year or changed in a while back in August, and talk about what we've seen in the shops and things like that. And we'll kind of get into that later on in the 6 o'clock hour and talk a little racing. Lenny Baticki from PRN's at the track's gonna join us. Talk a little NASCAR racing with Homestead Finale tomorrow, and then a little bit later in the hour we're gonna talk to Ron Tinner from Sparks Tire and Auto. You know, I love promoting local folks, and they've done some really great stuff here. I'm going to let him explain it to you. So that's coming up here today on the KMOX Auto Show. Again, we're taking your phone calls. What's that number, Uncle Greg? 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Don't forget, folks, deer season in full swing, opening day, I believe, today. And, boy, I'll tell you what, you got to really, really be careful. I had one jump out at me earlier this week, about 5 feet in front of the car, and I didn't see it till the last minute. So you got to really, really be careful. Also, you know, we had that bout with some snow and ice, and that was certainly a nice surprise. And, you know, frost on the windshields as well. I got to tell you, my friends, you know, I've seen a bunch of cars out there with a little circle right there in front, you know, of the window. Their windows weren't scraped at all, and you can't be driving like that. You really either have to let your car warm up, or, you know, scrape those windows, and let's make sure that we can see you. Again, the pet peeves, as always, make sure that your wipers are in good shape and also all the lights work on your car. Hey, Brad Choate, Mr. Newsman, has stuck around. It's going to be a long show, folks, I can tell you. Stuck around here a little bit. And Brad, I seen some Hot Wheels. Some guy had a collection of Hot Wheels.
Like 150,000 or something like that, wasn't it?
Something like that. And he wants 125,000.
Oh, that's what
I think it was. 250,000 Hot Wheels is what he had in his collection. He's got it up for sale. I got to tell you, you know, like anything else, baseball cards or whatever, I wish I would have kept my Hot Wheels from when I was a kid. I do have one, though.
Okay.
I do have one.
Is this your favorite?
My favorite of all time. Favorite of all time. You got to remember, Hot Wheels have like millions, you know, and then they've reproduced a bunch of them as well. Mm-hmm. So my favorite is the one that's the German helmet on the car. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody had one of those cars. It's the German helmet with the spike, and then it's, you know, made into a car. So I still have that. I will tell you this, though. Something really cool that I had when I was a kid. Now, you have to understand, everybody in my family, all the males in my family have worked on cars, you know, forever.
That's, it's in the blood.
It's in the blood. As my dad said, I was born with a wrench in my hand. So, but one thing that I got for Christmas was probably the coolest thing. It was made by Mattel. It was Hot Wheels. And what it was the it was actually a mold maker. You insert plastic into this thing, and it had a mold, and you actually made bodies for Hot Wheels. It had axles and tires and everything else. And, you know, of course, back then, I mean, you could just stick your finger right on it and get burned to death.
Right.
But, you know, not a probably something that could get through today. But it was really, really cool, that's for sure.
My list?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I scribbled a few down while you were talking there.
All right.
How about the old Don the Snake Prudhomme dragster? Mongoose McEwen.
I had the set where they would race and then they'd pull the parachutes out at the end.
Oh,
so there was like a little.
I just had the stock, the regular one.
Yeah, so there was actually a box that you load the parachute in, and then it had like two little eyelets that sit up on the track. And so as soon as they come down and hit those eyelets, it would pull the parachute from underneath this box. Looked like they dropped the parachute.
And how about the superhero ones where you could look in there and see a little thing in there like Captain America or
the Batmobile?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those were some of my favorites, too.
Yeah, I forgot. You know, I actually forgot about the snake versus mongoose. That was really cool. And, you know, don't forget those Hot Wheel tracks are really good at hitting other people with. So
I wonder why they don't bring back some of our stars of today with those cars, you know, like our friends Antron Brown and some of those guys.
Right. I mean, really, John Force. I mean, seriously, he's a character. Why wouldn't we be able to have him do something like that? Obviously, Robert Height as well. So,
yeah,
you know,
friend of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think he's going to join us next week, as a matter of fact. So hopefully he's going to have his championship.
All right.
So we'll see what happens this weekend. Anything else going on? Something else you want to talk about.
That's right. Interesting topic posted by the Illinois State Police this afternoon. It was on Facebook. And this is a question. We can leave this as an open-ended question to the listeners, too.
Yeah, let's do this, because we kind of talked about it a little bit. Folks out there, if you have if you want to join us here, again, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Go ahead, Brad.
The question is, if I were a state trooper for a day, I would write tickets all day for blank.
That's really open-ended, man. That's really open-ended.
Yeah.
You know, it can't
be
for
like, patrol.
It can't be for like, get those kids off my lawn, but
right.
Something like
and
that.
And in 1 hour's time, they've already had, 1,100 responses, something like that?
So this is on the Facebook page of the Illinois State Police.
The official page, yes.
So we'll help them out here. If you want to call in and talk about that, I think it's kind of fun. We'll do that. 314-436-7900. 1-800-925-1120. Brad, you want to check back with us next hour? We'll kind of go over some of the responses.
All right,
sound good? All right, folks, tell you what, we got some phone callers on hold. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you guys on hold. Hang out with me. I got to do a little bit of business, but I'm going to come back. We're going straight to our phone calls. You're listening to KMOX Auto Show, News Radio 1120, KMOX. Welcome back to the KMOX Auto Show, my friends. 5:17, your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. One of the best shows ever on TV, and he's still the real Batman in my mind. That's what I'm going to throw out at you. Not these movie guys. He's still the real Batman. Adam West, by far. Hey, folks, I got a lot of calls rolling in. Please be patient with me. We're going to roll through all your phone calls. I promise that. And with that, let's go to the phones, and how about we talk to Al? Al, you got the pole position today here on the KMOX Auto Show.
All right. I got an 84 Corvette, and for some reason, when it gets down around a half a tank of gas, when you go around a corner, it'll cut out, and then it'll come back on again. But when it's got a full tank of gas, it doesn't do it. You know what I mean? Why that would do that?
Well, you could have an issue with the fuel pump. Possibly there could be some sort of hole in that fuel sending unit or something with the fuel hoses. Very well could be something like that. That'd be one of the first places I'd want to start. You know, to be honest, Al, the only way you're going to do it is take it in. We recommend ASC certified technicians. Take it in, tell them what you got.
Okay.
You may have to leave it a couple days with them. Let them drive it and experience it. But I guarantee you, if they can feel it stalling or cutting out on one certain turn or something like that, they'll be able to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, and that Ford versus Ferrari is a great movie. For anybody who wants to go see it, I'll second that too for you.
I got to tell you, man, that's one of the best movies. One of the best movies I've seen in a long time. I'm taking my family to go see it. So, that's
yeah,
for sure.
That's great. Great movie. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
appreciate
Al.
It.
Appreciate it. Let's move on. Let's talk to Bill. Hi, Bill. You're up next on the KMOX Auto Show.
Say, Greg, how you doing? Great show.
Thank
As
you.
As usual, I talked about the top of the show, deer hits and things of that nature. My wife totaled out our little Pontiac Vibe.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was an 07 Vibe, clean as could be. Never drove into winters. But I moved on, got the insurance settlement. And I stumbled across an 03 Buick LeSabre with the 3.8. I think they all came with the 3.8.
Okay.
Now, just your opinion of that car. I bought it with 80,000 miles on it. It's got 82 now, back in, I believe it was July of this year. No issues with it so far. Bought it with 80,000 original miles, $3,500. What do you think, my man?
Well, as long as it's been taken care of, I mean, it's just getting broke in. You know, as long as it's had all its maintenance done and everything else, that's probably going to last you a good long while.
It's a pretty favorable car then. Well, that's good news.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that 3.8's been a workhorse for GM in virtually all their vehicles across the board. So, you know, they've had a lot of time to get that right. You know, intake gaskets are kind of an issue with those, but as long as you've had your maintenance and the coolant changed and stuff like that, you know, you may have an intake issue, but it's real easy to get that changed and get that taken care of.
And that's no real big deal then. As far as the head gaskets, no issues or anything on that particular?
Yeah, not with the head gaskets usually. Now, obviously, if you're running out of coolant, you may have a head gasket issue. But, you know, so that's going to have a plastic upper intake or a plenum, and then it's going to have a lower intake. Those lower intake gaskets tend to go bad. They were kind of made with plastic. And then the upper intake, or the plenum, which is made of plastic, it sits where an EGR tube is, and sometimes that gets hot and leaks coolant as well. So you may need both replaced at some point in time. But again, hopefully you had it checked out by a technician before you purchased it. But it's a good little vehicle.
Okay, well, great. I did replace the elbow tubes just recently.
Okay.
One little cracked up on top, and I replaced both of them with the aluminum elbow tubes. And the Kostak ones were plastic.
Sure, absolutely.
And is getting back to if I was a cop for a day, nobody uses their turn signals no more.
There you go. That's a great one right there.
Arrest them all. do new cars come with turn signals?
You have to wonder. You have to wonder. But it could be like, you know, the millennials that can't drive a stick shift. Maybe they just don't know how to use their turn signals. I don't know.
Yeah, well, see, I'm an old guy. I'm 60 years old, so I'll fit right in that little Saber, won't I?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, my man. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the phone call. How about Dave? Dave, you're up next on the KMOX Auto Show.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Doing great, Dave. What's going on?
Well, them Hot Wheel strips used to really hurt when I got hit on the back strap of my legs there.
That's right.
On my thigh.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of like a mini weapon back in kids' days, you know, when you're stealing Hot Wheels cars from each other.
That's right. And don't, you know, that's like out in the front yard playing jarts. You know, that's back when we had real games.
Jarts, wow. All right, moving on. I got the Illinois State Police texting.
Okay.
Moving on.
Texting while driving?
Free. Texting while driving, yes, sir.
Okay.
Does DexCool and antifreeze mesh in the coolant systems, or do I have to flush? Can I blend those two together?
Okay, so you're talking about like a green type of coolant?
And that orange jazz.
Yeah, okay. So the DexCool and the and regular coolant do not mix together. DexCool is a specially blended type of coolant, not like the ethylene glycol of the green sort. Now, they do make universal coolants. There's a lot of different types of universal coolants. I think Prestone makes one of those. You know, that's okay to mix, but to be honest, are you looking just to add, or do you want to get rid of it?
Well, I know we need a flush, you know, and
so
it needs a flush.
Now, I want to tell you, I think DexCool is a really good coolant, okay? Under the right circumstances, I think it's really good. It's been around for a long time. You can go get a coolant flushed. They'll probably end up putting a universal type coolant in if you do flush it, but that's really the only true way that you're going to expel 98% of that coolant that's in your engine.
Okay. Now, what is the term limit on DexCool being in the coolant system? I have no discoloration. My color's great, and I've checked it with my antifreeze checker. My numbers are good, but
all right. I'll tell you my theory, Dave. Okay. Now again, I want to base this on. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a chemist. Okay. I'm just a guy that has worked on cars for a really long time. So if you have DexCool in there, this is just based on my experience, on what I've seen. I have no scientific evidence or anything else. I would change that DexCool probably every 3 years.
Okay. So standard operating procedure of
correct
antifreeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They say it lasts, okay, you know, for 100,000 miles, and maybe if you live in a biosphere, that may be true. But, you know, in today's world, I don't buy that. So.
Copy. Okay. Last one. On an 09 Chevrolet Impala, rear window defroster, my light indicator on the dashboard's working, and I'm not getting the heated
okay
rear window action, and I didn't know how to diagnose that because our rear window's not thawing.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's something you're going to be able to do yourself. You said this is an 09, right?
Chevy Impala, yes, yeah, sir.
So you'd have to get in and first of all, check the computer, see if the computer is actually sending a signal to the window. But you could have a break in the wiring from the switch to the rear grid. You could have a break in the grid. It could be anything right there. I mean, I don't know if that's something that you're capable of doing yourself, or you may want to go in and you have to spend a few bucks, but take it into an ASE-certified technician and get that looked at.
All right. Appreciate your show.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. How about we talk to Fred? Hi, Fred. You're up next here on the KMOX Auto Show.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you, Fred?
Oh, fine. I'm inquiring about the magic words you said last week.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it's good. It's
okay,
Austin
good
Healey. I'd like you to elaborate more on your father's Austin Healey, the year and the model and when he got it and what happened to it and all that stuff.
Well, I know it was wrecked in a park. I mean I was a baby when he had this. So, you know what? At our next break, I'll try to give him a buzz and see if I can get some more particulars on it, okay?
Okay, that'd be great. And I've got another question, then this is a completely different. I've got a 2003 Buick Regal, and it needs some brake lines. And I don't know anybody that sells preformed brake lines. Do you know of any outfit that does?
Okay, so we're talking about the steel brake lines. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so there are sometimes you can. What year is it? I'm sorry.
2003.
So the dealer probably will not have those.
Correct.
There's a place called Classic Tube that specializes in preformed brake lines.
Classic Tube. So I'd find them online then?
Find them online. I don't know if they'd have them for your car, but they make them for a lot of restoration projects and stuff like that. They may be able to make a setup for you. I don't know. If not, somebody's just going to have to make them.
Okay, I've got a bubble flare toolkit, so maybe I have to do it myself. But anything that'd help me would be great.
Now, hang on a second, Fred. You can't just use a bubble flare on that. That's got to be a double flare.
Well, it is a bubble flare, though.
No. That's going to be – you have to use a double – it would be a double flare on a brake line.
Well, right. Well
– A single flare or a bubble flare would be on, like, a fuel line or something like that. But a brake line has to have a double flare.
Greg, I mean, the one brake line, it's a 106-inch brake line, preformed brake line that's not available anymore. It says bubble flare on the ends.
Okay. Well, it would have a double flare because that's the way it has to be for it to seal properly.
Well, so. I put a double flare on, and it leaked.
Okay. Well, I unfortunately can't see it right here in front of me, so
okay. Well, I mean, I'm just looking.
Sure.
I mean, it's amazing. It was a very popular car. It was a rental car, which they made, I'm sure, hundreds of thousands. So I would think they would be supporting, that car. And I was surprised that I couldn't get it. But I'll let you go, and I thank you. You've got a great show. It should be on more often.
Well, thanks, Fred. I appreciate it.
All righty.
How about we talk to Brian? Brian, you're up next on the KMOX Auto Show.
Hey, Greg. Thanks. Appreciate your show.
Thank you.
If I was a state cop for a day, I'm not sure this is even illegal, but these idiots that drive in the passing lane,
oh,
not
yeah
passing anybody, I would write them tickets all day long, make them go to court, even if it wasn't illegal.
Yeah, you know, I think that you're supposed to. I don't think you can hang out in that left lane. I really don't think you can. I work on cars.
I've never seen anybody get a ticket for it.
I'll tell you what, Brian, here's one that I would write is the people that ride in your blind spot.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to you. They ride in your blind spot. You can't see them out of the rearview mirror, out of your side mirrors when you turn your head back. You know, it's like I don't understand why people would do that. So
they're clueless, too. So
that's right.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for the phone call. Cool. Hey, Don, guess what? You're up next on the KMOX Auto Show.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. I've got a Mazda 5, a 2006. I had a brake job done on the rear.
Okay.
Supposedly replaced the rotors and the brake shoes. And right after that, it started doing this clack, 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 clack sound. And when you would put your foot on the brake, it would stop.
Okay.
You let your foot off the brake, and it would start doing it again. I took it back to the place that I had the brake shoe. They redid it again. They said that they found a spot on the brake rotor, and I replaced that, put new brake shoes on it. About 3 weeks after that brake job, it's doing the exact same thing. Clack, 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 clack.
Okay. Well, so there's a couple things that it could be. I'm trying to think here about the car. So you could have a parking brake issue hanging up one of the calipers. That could be one. A second thing, you could have those rotors could be warped, and that may be caused if the parking brake is hanging on a little bit. It could be because of that issue. It gets hot, and it would warp the rotor. There's also where that rotor sits up against the flange or the axle or the wheel bearing of that vehicle. If that's not cleaned correctly and there's some rust buildup or other stuff like that, it won't sit exactly flush. And so it's a little off, a little cattywampus, and that'll cause that noise that you're hearing. So that's what I think it is by what you're describing. That'd be the first place I'd want to look at.
All right. Well, that's something simple I can even look at.
So,
because I've took it back twice to the same shop, and they supposedly replaced the rotors both times and the brake shoes both times, but it's reoccurring, and now I'm like,
yeah, it could be even a caliper that's sticking a little bit, or the slides aren't sliding correctly. You know, Donna, maybe something better. You might want to just go get a second opinion somewhere.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Hey, my favorite Hot Wheels car back in the day was the Boss Hoss. It was a Mustang replica, and that thing would on the drag strip would outdo just about anything.
You know, I think I remember. Wasn't it a green color?
I think they had a green one. They had a gold one. I had the gold one. I actually got it through Kellogg's cereal.
Oh wow!
Those were fun days.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Barry. Hey, Barry, guess what? You're up next on the KMOX Auto Show.
I got you a winner here.
All right, I'm ready.
Headlights on when you get your windshield wipers on.
Oh, that's a great one right there. You know, that's Are you in Illinois or are you in Missouri?
Illinois.
Okay, so in Missouri, it's a state law. You have to have your headlights on when your wipers come on.
It's a law in Illinois also.
Yeah, but people just, for some reason, don't really think it's a law, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the state troopers that I've addressed this with all told me the exact same thing. I don't want to get wet.
But they got those big hats.
You can't argue with a campaign hat.
That's for sure.
Thank you for your time.
I appreciate it, Barry. Thanks for the phone call. Folks, just like that, you have something that, we kind of talked about with Brad that, If you were a state trooper for a day, what would you write tickets for? What would you write tickets all day long for if you were a state trooper? We'd like to hear your comments for that. Also, we're talking a little about Hot Wheels. We had a gentleman that is trying to, if you look online, you can see that he's selling his Hot Wheels. I think it's like 250,000 cars, and they want $125,000 for his Hot Wheels. If you got a favorite Hot Wheel, we'll talk about that too. 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Let's take a little time out. We come back. We're going to talk Ford versus Ferrari. Stick around. More of the KMOX Auto Show to come. Welcome back, my friend, the KMOX Auto Show. 538 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. And Stel Pontinkas from Y98 joins us here. on the KMOX Auto Show. Stell and I seen each other last week at the premiere of Ford versus Ferrari, or I guess the media screening, I should say, Ford versus Ferrari. Stell, I got to tell you, probably one of the best movies I've seen in I don't know how long.
I would agree, and the historical aspects were very cool, but I think overall, even if you're not a racing fan, you can really enjoy the movie, and you can go in knowing that you're going to see a movie that's very old style, I thought, where you have a storyline and the whole screenplay is set up around an event that happened and around history, and it's
a true event.
Yeah, yeah. true event. And you know, it's not a book oriented kind of movie. It's just set up on its own, and I think it comes across really well. The acting is great. I thought the screenplay, the cinematography, the editing were all very well done. And the best thing about it is you really feel like you're in the car with Ken Miles.
Exactly.
As he's going around the track trying to drive the perfect lap, as he called it during the movie. So I'm totally enthralled with the movie. Really loved it.
Yeah, and we don't want to give too much away about the movie, but you know, if this is an event of the 24-hour Le Mans race where Ferrari just dominated the competition, and Ford set out to beat Ferrari. They did it in really. By the time they got everything together, you know, they embellished a little bit. You know, in less than a year, they had this thing up and running and tested and everything else. They've had some other, and we're talking about the GT car, not the other cars that they had, and really. Put this thing together and it just came out, you know, spectacular for Ford. One of the biggest, if you're a racing fan, one of the biggest, I guess, events ever happened for American racing.
And the historical aspect of Carroll Shelby being the designer, having won, I believe, in 59, correct, with Aston Martin?
Correct.
And then coming on board.
Yeah, one of the only Americans that ever won the 24-hour of Le Mans.
Oh,
well,
that's true.
Yeah.
And see, you know a lot more about it than I do, so that I'm glad for that. But a lot of this I've been learning as I go along, although I do remember, because I was a kid back then, watching it on TV. A friend of ours mentioned last night when we were together, he recalls watching it, I believe, on ABC, Wide World of Sports.
Probably so.
And I do remember as a kid with the McLaren racing team and the other teams, you know, my father-in-law who... has had a dealership in Hannibal, Tom Bolin Ford in Hannibal for over 50 years. He passed away last year, but he always spoke very highly of Carroll Shelby and the racing team. And so to actually see it on film was just a really neat event. And I the historical aspect of Carroll plus his standing up for Ken Miles,
right,
who was the driver that Ford didn't want,
he wasn't PC.
True.
You know, politically correct, or, you know, even for back then, he was a little bit excellent mechanic, excellent designer, excellent engineer, and actually really tore up sports car racing in Southern California as a driver, and, you know, built his own stuff back then as well. But he really spoke his mind and didn't care who was there, and obviously, you know, the higher-ups at Ford didn't like that.
I saw a comment from a reviewer the other day who said he had a prickly personality. I thought that was a very apt description.
That's right. Christian Bale does an excellent job playing Ken Miles. And then, of course, my cousin Matt Damon. You know, he never returns my phone calls either. But he does an excellent job of playing Carroll Shelby. Now, again, they embellish a little bit, but I got to tell you, I thought it was pretty well factual.
I think the relationship, as you mentioned, the embellishment, there were a couple instances in the movie, and we don't want to give away some of the plot line, but there were a couple funny things that happened that folks who knew both Carroll and Ken knew that, nah, that probably didn't occur that way, but they did have a very strong relationship, a real brother-to-brother type of relationship that comes across in the movie very well.
Yeah, now they also spoke of, you know, the Ford GT actually came from England. And so a lot of folks thought this was a British-designed car. You know, British engineers worked on it. That's not actually true, because there were American engineers in England that were designing race cars and designed, you know, that's, they really brought the prototype of that car here to the United States. And then Carroll Shelby and Ken Miles kind of took it over from there. Now, they had other engineers and other workers along with those, you know, with those twos as well.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but does the 40 stand for 40 inches from ground to windshield?
I believe that is what is correct. I think that's how it started. That's how it got its name.
Okay, so that's a GT40. One other historical thing that I think we can talk about a little bit, and it won't take away from the plot at all for folks who haven't seen it yet. The one instance at the beginning of the movie where the drivers are lined up at the start of the race and the cars are across the track on the other side, the racers who are all lined up on the one side, and you'll see the view from Ken's perspective along the track. He looks both ways, if I remember correctly, down the line. All of those drivers are the sons of the actual drivers.
Correct.
In 66.
Yeah, Dan Gurney's son is in it, one of the McLarens, I think. Mm. There was somebody else, and I can't it escapes me off top. Great casting and everything else. The stories that I hear from folks that I know about Carroll Shelby, who's a pretty cantankerous guy, I think when he was older, and there's a lot of folks that say, you know, necessarily he wasn't an engineer or a big designer. He was more of a salesman versus, you know, that. But he could put together the folks that would be able to complete this project.
I think the one strong point that comes across in the movie is that Carroll has to deal with Ford management, and there's a tension that's there. And at the end of the movie, I thought, you know, you could have probably named the movie Shelby and Miles versus Ford instead of Ford versus Ferrari.
That very well could have been as well. Now, I was doing some research and reading all sorts of stuff about it. And so, you know, there was a lot more Ford engineering that was involved in this as well. And supposedly the Deuce, or Henry Ford II, sent a note to all the Ford engineers or anybody that worked on the project. It was his own stationery, and all it said on is, "You better win, Henry Ford." That's all it said on the note. And supposedly all these engineers and everybody else that was associated with this project got this correct, because they spent, you know, a gazillion dollars funding this project and making it work. And we don't want to spoil the backstory. If you don't know the whole thing, I don't want to get into it, and you'll understand why they spent all this money and stuff as well. So
I thought it was interesting that the lineage that you may not grab from the movie is that Henry Ford II, who's in the movie, is actually the grandson
of Henry Ford.
Henry Ford. So you had the other son in between, who I guess would have been the one who designed the Edsel. Would that be correct? He would have been the Edsel one.
And so the one
in the movie is after.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that is correct. Yes, I'd have to go back and check, but I think that is correct, yeah.
And the image that Ford had at that time was of stodgy cars and, you know, not really a hip type of company for young folks.
Right.
And so you had management really dealing with the stodgy image, and yet you wanted to see the development of the Mustang at that time, and you have Lee Iacocca in the movie it's a young Lee in the movie, because better than I do.
Right.
I guess they were still in the formative stages for the Mustang, but you still have
They introduced the Mustang during this production.
Okay.
If you remember that's when Carroll Shelby flew the plane.
Yes. Yes.
So,
okay.
But that's how it all started. And once you see the movie, you'll be able to see, to figure it out what's going on. But I got to tell you, great, great movie and everything else. Del, I appreciate you hanging out with us and coming in and talking about it. We're going to see it here again probably this week. I'm taking the family. I want to take my dad as well. So I think it's a great all-around movie. It's one of those movies I'm going to buy, that's for sure.
And I think it would be cool if you get to see it at an IMAX theater, because the extra sound at an IMAX would really put an exclamation point, I think, on viewing the movie.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So great to see you guys. Lee, good to see you. And Greg, good to see you.
All right. Thanks, Del. Appreciate you hanging out with us. This is the KMOX Auto Show. Stick around. We're going to talk a little Missouri vehicle inspection coming up. This is the KMOX Auto Show. Welcome back to the KMOX Auto Show. 5:51 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. And joining us here on the program, good friend of the KMOX Auto Show, Ron Reiling from AASP, joins us on the program. Ron, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Greg. How about you?
I'm doing great. Well, you know, the state inspection laws here in Missouri were changed back in August. And I'll tell you, just kind of like what we talked about beforehand is really happening. You know, seen folks that come in now and only have to have an emission inspection and got stuff falling off their cars.
Yep, and that's what we tried to instill into our legislators, and they didn't want to hear us. They were more interested in their constituents who thought it was a little bit inconvenient to have a safe car to drive.
Nope, you're absolutely correct. I'll just tell you two instances. Had one that had a headlamp that needed a whole headlamp assembly, glass headlamp assembly needed. It was cracked, had an open hole in it to where the headlight was, and the headlight didn't work, but yet they didn't have to have it to pass inspection because of all they needed was the emissions because of this car now, you know, because of the age of the car.
And there's stuff that, you know, think about how popular ride-sharing is now with Lyft and Uber. These cars are not being inspected.
Oh, good call on that. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. We were talking the other day with some friends, and somebody brought that up, and I hadn't thought about it. And the funding, 50% of the funding is lost for the school buses because a portion of each safety inspection pays for the school bus inspections. They're only inspecting like 49% of the cars.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. We had one that came in for a mission inspection and also was having a noise in the front, and it needed front brakes. The brakes were in metal to metal, and they did not buy the brakes and passed on the mission portion of their safety inspection or mission portion of the state inspection.
Oh, no, that can't be true because the legislators testified that people do what they're supposed to do with their cars.
Uh-huh. Right, and the sensors on the car tell you what's wrong. That's
right, yeah. There's that magic box. You just plug it in. It tells you everything that's wrong.
Ron, if there was a magic box I could just plug into, I'd be sitting on a big pile of cash.
No kidding, man. I'd be right next to you.
Exactly, exactly. Can't do that. I don't know where we're going to go with this. I mean, it's just kind of crazy to think about.
What I've been telling people is for $12, you don't have to have the inspection, but for $12, why wouldn't you do it? It's worth at least $60 for the time it takes to do the inspection and to know that you have a safe vehicle that your family rides in.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand that. You know, we've only got about a minute left here, Ron, just so you know. But, you know, most folks take it in. If you go to a quick lube place, not there's anything wrong with it, but they won't really give you a courtesy inspection or anything else. You know, everybody it's inconvenient for a lot of folks, but for me, peace of mind, I don't want that car riding next to me on the highway to have some sort of issue, and then all of a sudden it becomes my issue.
Well, when people drive at night, just pay attention to how many taillights and headlights you see out now.
Right, exactly.
And it's only been a couple of months. We're short on time, so I want to tell you, if I was going to write tickets, it'd be for expired temporary tags.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to write that one down, too. Exactly. Well, Ron, for folks who want more information about AASP, where can they go?
www.aasp-mo.org.
All right. Sorry, I got about a minute left here. One other question I did want to ask you about this. Is there any sort of legislation or anything else that would reverse this?
It could be reversed, but it's going to have to come from the constituents. It won't do us any good to do anything.
Right.
You know, we fought that battle the last couple of years, and this is what we ended up with. I mean, they tried to eliminate it, so this is better than being eliminated, but it's a joke. You know, 10 years or 150,000, you see cars every you know, that are 2 years old that have 100,000 miles on them every week
right. In
your shop. So,
yep, nope, you're exactly right. And, you know, I did hear that they're trying to also maybe tweak the emission program. They want to get rid of this as well, especially like in the Kansas City area. That's kind of crazy.
And Kansas City doesn't have it. They're talking about trying to get rid of it in Franklin County. Yeah, and in my opinion is that's the one they should have got rid of. But there's way too much federal money hooked up with that, so that's not going to go anywhere.
Exactly. Well, Ron, thanks so much for joining us on the program, and we'll talk real soon.
All right, bud. Take care.
Bye. That's our good friend Ron Reiling from AASP and joins us here on the program. I'll tell you, folks, it's really kind of disheartening to see these cars out there that have issues that folks don't want to get fixed. I understand car repair is extremely expensive. I get that. But you want to be safe. You want not only you want to make sure that your family's safe that's riding in that car, and also the folks around you. As Ron said, just take a look at the headlights, taillights, and stuff that's out on the cars today as you're out driving around. Just absolutely crazy. We just want everybody to be safe. Well, that's going to end this hour of the KMOX Auto Show. Don't worry, we got a whole another hour coming up. Stick around. News is next. Welcome back to the KMOX Auto Show. Hour number two, my friends. That's right, hour number two of the KMOX Auto Show. We invite you to join us, 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Those are the phone numbers. We're still taking your phone calls. We got a little topics going on. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. This hour, we're going to kind of dial it up a little bit. talk a little racing. Lenny Baticki from PRN's at the track. He's going to join us. Talk a little NASCAR, the finale tomorrow over at Homestead. We'll get his picks on who he thinks is going to win. And then a little bit later on, Ron Tenner from Sparks Tire and Auto, he's going to join us. And we're going to talk about, he's got, you know what? I love promoting local folks. You know that. And between Sparks Tire and Auto and also Napa, they have done something really cool. And I'm going to let Ron explain what's going on with that. So that's coming up this hour here, but we're still taking your phone calls. What's that number, Uncle Greg? 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Also, if you go, hey, you know what? I'm a little shy. I don't necessarily want to do that. You can always email me. That's KMOXAutoGuy@gmail.com. KMOXAutoGuy@gmail.com. All I say is please be patient with me. I promise I will answer your email. It just may take me a little bit to get back to you, but I promise I will answer your email. That's KMOXAutoGuy@gmail.com. Or better yet, join us on the program. 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Brad Choate hanging out with us here in studio, and Brad, we got some pretty good stuff from the folks about the Fewer Highway Patrol. Go ahead, I'll let you explain what.
All right, the question put out on Facebook this afternoon by Illinois State Police: if I were a trooper for a day, I would write tickets all day for blank.
All right.
So you had some listeners calling in, and I wrote down some of the responses that came in on their Facebook page so far. So what do you got?
All right, so I had a couple listeners talk about turn signals, not using turn signals. Texting while driving, obviously that's a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was reading something that 1 in 5 automobile accidents involves a text. Okay. Which I think probably is a little, that's probably too high. Probably more like 1 in 4. People hanging out in the passing lane.
Left lane laggers.
Left lane laggers. There you go.
Or lollygaggers, as one put on the Facebook page.
What is that? Bunch of lollygaggers. let's see. Headlights on when the wipers are on. Obviously, that's a law, both Illinois and Missouri.
Yep.
And then expired temp tags.
Very good.
So, what'd you see?
One that you mentioned yourself as you opened the show for people that may not have been listening last hour, people not removing the frost and snow from cars properly.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. How many times do you see somebody with either like two little eye holes or just a little spot, you know, like the size of your fist, you know, carved out of the, go buy yourself an ice scraper, folks. Come on.
Here's a good one. Passing school buses.
Ooh, absolutely.
You know, you see it all the time, it seems.
Absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. You know, there was yesterday I heard Captain Roger Brand talking about it. There was a high-speed pursuit. That went out, and this guy, they actively backed off the pursuit, but this guy was passing school buses because it was right at the time school was letting out, and, that could have been scary.
Now, maybe you can shed some light on this one. They just simply put LED lights. Are those talking headlamps, and then they're too bright that people think, mistake them for being brights?
Well, LED headlights are not too bright. They make aftermarket headlights. There's also HID headlights, high intensity discharge headlamps, which are pretty bright. That's usually like the blue color on the headlights, but they're very good for it enables you to see farther down the road. Not only that, but see wider as well. And you can buy aftermarket headlights that do that. The thing comes into play, make sure that they're aimed properly.
That's what their peeve is with, right?
Correct. It's not the LED lights. The LED lights are like the halo lights you see around some of the headlights and stuff like that. That's more the LED lights. Now, there are cars that do have LED headlamps. You've seen them in the tail lamps and everything else. Now, it's still kind of a work in progress. So.
And then our other question, I had somebody submit a favorite Hot Wheel car, Matchbox car, actually. He called it Yellow Fever. It was a 77 Toyota Celica with a hatchback. Isn't that nice? I had to look it up, a picture of it, to see
that's
what
a, that's a daily driver right there. That's a daily driver.
Yellow Fever.
That's right. Dr. Johnny Yellow Fever.
Hey, you know, I had another question for you today, since we're throwing things out
there.
Sure,
absolutely.
And this is timely with people wanting to get a start on their cars with it being cold outside and everything. My wife's remote start, which was factory in her vehicle, is not working. What's up?
Okay. So, and this is a Chrysler minivan, am I correct?
No, this is actually a Dodge Avenger.
Dodge Avenger. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it is a factory installed. So it's on your key fob itself.
Correct.
Okay. So several things could be causing. Probably the biggest one, you probably have some sort of check engine light or some sort of issue inside that computer that is probably not allowing it. Have you had the check engine light or any light come on the dash?
She actually does, and we had somebody look at it, and they told her that as long as you're not getting a vehicle or some sort of emissions inspection, just let it go, and we'll...
Well, that's not really true because
kick the can down the road, but yeah.
you could be damaging other parts, you know, depending on what it is. But if you have a check engine, if the computer notices that there's something wrong, it will not allow you to remote start. That being, you know, it doesn't want you to start the car and then ruin the catalytic converter or some other issue that you may have with it. So that's usually number one. Could be in the so if you have that light on, that's your answer. But you know, it could be the battery in your key fob, could be the key fob itself, could be the receiver in the car. You know, there's others. It could be a wiring issue, especially this time of year. A lot of mice and rodents get up in there and eat a lot of wires. So,
oh, my.
Yep. So it could be something like that as well. But if it definitely has a check engine light or some sort of light that has popped on or is maybe comes on and goes off, that would certainly disable the remote start.
Mm.
So,
all right.
There you go.
Pay me now or pay me later, right?
That's right. It's like that. It's like that thing that's going around, I believe, on Facebook now that says, you know, it costs this much because you know I have this much experience. You're not paying me for doing it. You're paying me for my experience.
That's exactly right.
And think about it. You know, that when I seen that, Dr. Joe Congas, he actually texted me on that and said, you know, I feel that way in his clinic. You know, people ask me on the phone and stuff like that. As well, you know, you got to pay for the. And it reminds me of that insurance commercial where the doctor comes in and goes, "Jesse got reinstated." Well, almost.
Right, right.
So, just something like that. But that's what it is. So, Okay. Folks, if you have something you want to talk about, if you were a state trooper for a day, what would you be writing tickets for all day? Also, if you got a favorite Hot Wheel car, we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk a little racing coming up with Lenny Baticki. This is the KMOX. Oh, you know what? We got David on the phone. Let's go there. Let's go talk to David real quick. Hi, David. You're up next on the KMOX Auto Show.
Okay, listen. If I had my way, tailgaters.
Ooh.
I mean, they've got to be stopped. I mean, you know, I know you were talking about the guys that are in the passing lane and driving slow, but you got people that are tailgating you in the middle lane, in the, you know, the normal lanes.
Nope,
that's got to be stopped.
You're absolutely right, David. You know what I'm going to throw in there as well is those people when you're trying to signal to get over either right or left, and they'll speed up so you can't get over.
Oh, you're so right. You are so right. I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
But that's an absolute. Yeah, you can write tickets all day. All day.
All right, yeah. David. I appreciate it, man. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Just that easy, folks. 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Let's take a quick timeout. Coming up next, Lenny Baticki from PRN's at the track. Welcome back, my friends. 6:17, your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. And joining us on the program, our good friend of the KMOX Auto Show, my good friend as well, Lenny Baticki. He hosts PRN's at the track, calling us all the way from Charlotte. Lenny, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, and you got to know that our friend Mike Mittler is looking down at those races at Homestead and just loving it. You know, the battles for these championships coming right down to the line, and tomorrow with the biggest of all.
That's right. You're absolutely right. We miss Mike definitely hanging out with us here on KMOX as well, and I know you do too. When we get together, it was always so much fun doing our little NASCAR talk. So, but anyway, let's talk a little NASCAR. Let's just shift into gear. I got to tell you, Lenny, you know, I'm bored with NASCAR. I can't rip on Dale Jr. and I can't rip on Danica Patrick. And I'm kind of.
We'll have to find you somebody, to say something nasty about, you got four nasty characters tomorrow and a lot of folks like to rip on, especially one of them. So maybe you can adopt Kyle Busch as your next target.
Well, you know, Kyle Busch is my buddy, man. Kyle Busch is, the thing I like about Kyle Busch, he puts his money where his mouth is, and I feel that he could probably get in any car and be competitive and no matter what he drives. And, you know, but you look at Kyle Busch, he's kind of mellowed out. You know, he's one of the veterans now. You know, he's not that young guy coming up and saying what he wants to say and stuff like that.
Well, Coach Gibbs has a good way of trying to, you know, keep the fire burning, but to hone it to the right time and stuff. And, you know, you're exactly right. He is a veteran, but how about this stat? Of the four guys racing for the championship tomorrow, he's the youngest.
Is he really? I did not know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that. So just so for folks know, it's Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., and Kyle Busch. Obviously, the only one that hasn't won, Denny Hamlin, is the one that doesn't have a championship already.
Coming off a lot of momentum, though, and a good week and a lot of emotion, a lot of memories of Coach Gibbs' son, J.D., who ran the team, who, you know, pretty much handpicked Denny to be in this FedEx 11. So I think right now he's the guy that has things going in the right direction. But all four of them have had such solid seasons. This is going to be a treat to watch.
Nope, you're absolutely right. Denny Hamlin, you know, winner last week on the pole this week, set by owner's points because of rain and everything else. I got to ask you, Lenny, is he the Mark Martin of this era? You know, one of the best drivers, but just can't win a championship?
He may be the Mark Martin of this era till about this time tomorrow. I really think Hamlin looks the, you know, momentum's a funny thing. And whether it's the Blues or whether it's the Cardinals or whoever, momentum plays into all of it. And he's definitely got Mo on his side right now.
No, he does. But, you know, look at the other competitors that are with him. And you know, this is something I had Kenny Wallace on last week. We kind of talked a little about it. You don't know what's going to happen on the track. It could be somebody next to you. It could be somebody in front of you. You could get collected up into something. You could have a flat tire, have a bad pit stop. All sorts of things could be in play here.
Yeah, it's the wild card, and that's what makes this thing the ninth inning you know, challenge that it is for these drivers down there at Homestead. They've got one shot. They're up to bat. They've got to hit it out of the park and get it done and beat the other three at the race. They don't absolutely have to win the race. They've won plenty already this season, but they definitely have to beat the other three that they're competing against, and that's always a tall order.
Yeah, you definitely want to be out front in the, you know, up in the front, I should say.
Yeah, you want to get there first, get all the right things. And with the pole, Denny's going to have a little bit more of an advantage because he'll be able to have a decent pit stall and be able to work from a little bit more ease. The other guys should as well. But, you know, he got the pick of the litter of the bunch.
Nope, you're absolutely correct. You know, I think Kyle Busch, he's one of those guys that he's going to go to the front. Well, Kevin Harvick, I'll throw him in there as well, that they're just going to drive forward to the front no matter what.
They are, and for St. Louis fans, remember 2009, Kyle Busch won over at Gateway, so got a little dog in the fight there.
That's right. That's right. Plus, I like M&M's, so there you go.
M&M's are always a good thing.
You're absolutely
you got
right.
Any leftover from Halloween, or are they already gone?
Oh, come on. Lenny, you know me. That candy was gone that same night. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know you, though. You bought a few extra bags and forgot conveniently to put them out.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. My light was off at 6:30, and I had chocolate all over my face. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go, man. It's part of the fun of Halloween, and just great to hear your voice. And the race fans have been treated to a lot of great racing all across the area. It was so good to finally see I-55 come back on down there and Peavely and all the racing that's going on around St. Louis, as it always does. Just a great place to thrill the motorsports fans.
Nope, you're absolutely correct. Let's talk a little bit more about Homestead. You know, the one of the issues that they've been having is all the storms. Not really the storms, but there's a lot of lightning going on as well.
Yeah, lightning is certainly something that, you know, venues take very seriously. And they're going to have clear path for at least 30 minutes before they'll be able to run. We've seen it happen already in a race in Florida earlier this year. And, you know, ball games and just about everything else that is done outdoors has to be cognizant of it. The fan safety is you know, the utmost importance. And then the crews and drivers as well, all the human beings that will be there. A lot of metal to be accidentally touching at the wrong time, keeping everybody safe. And, you know, we might have to wait till Monday to see if Denny is the Mark Martin or not, but they'll get it in one way or the other.
You're exactly right. You know, I kind of brought up that thing about ripping on Dale Jr. and Danica Patrick. You know, I think one of the things that that this sport is lacking is there's really not, you know, that bad guy versus good guy. You know, the Dale Earnhardt, the Jeff Gordon. You know, I mean, I'm kind of I'm kind of missing those feuds. You know what I mean? I mean, you have one here every once in a while, but you know, it's not something that's ongoing all the time.
No, not something that's ongoing, but I'll tell you, those four guys that are there, and I know three of them are on the same team, but you've got some, you know, dynamite with a short fuse on any of them if the circumstances start to get even more compacted. And Kevin Harvick is one guy that won't take anything from anybody. Him and Martin Truex, if they get to battling on the racetrack, they may do the old you need to fight on the front stretch right there if those cars bang into each other.
Yeah, exactly. We need a little bit more Cale Yarborough in our lives.
That's right. You know, sometimes a driver's face just hits somebody's hand by accident.
You're exactly right. Exactly right. Well, what do you think of, you know, NASCAR's kind of lost its popularity a little bit. What do you think of where we're going to kind of go in the future? I'll be honest, I'm not a big fan of this bracket style race, not bracket, but you know, the segment racing.
Yeah, I think they're continuing to mess with the recipe, and it's gone from the Car of Tomorrow, which was, you know, new Coke, if you will, and we haven't gotten our way to classic Coke yet. But you know, ratings have been a solid to slightly up. You know, there's been tracks that have had sellouts, tracks that have had, you know, large grandstand audiences, and some that still had dogs. And I think it's one of those ebb and flow situations right now where they've got to keep doing most of what they need to be doing right, or it's not going to continue to progress forward. And there's a lot of things on the horizon. I'm excited that Roger Penske has now purchased Indianapolis, and to see what he'll do, because Indy is one of those facilities that certainly leads a lot of motorsports in the direction that the sport should go. Roger knows how to get folks together. It may be part of the process of helping all motorsports.
Nope, you're absolutely right. Folks, we're visiting with Lenny Baticki from PRN's At the Track. That was actually my next question to you, Lenny, is, Roger Penske buying the Indy Racing League and also the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I agree with you. I think that's a great thing for all of motorsports. You know, Roger doesn't do anything halfway. I mean, he's a guy that I'm sure has a plan for it as all. You know him from NASCAR as well. I mean, I think it's going to be up and onward.
Yeah, I do. You know, in the last 18 months or so, you got to believe that with certain people in the IndyCar ranks knowing that a sale was potentially going to happen, everybody's kind of hunkered down. Now with Roger there and having Doug Bowles as the president of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, a guy that loves grassroots racing and just a gem of a person, and then Jay Fry at IndyCar, now they can go forward and with the captain's support behind them, really be able to lift what is going on at the facility and in the series. And that's going to help, again, the guys over at Gateway when the races come to the STL.
Nope, absolutely. I think this, as I said, I think this is a great thing for all of racing. You know, we're kind of racing junkies. You know, we kind of eat and breathe it and live it. Certainly you with PRNs at the track, and I mean, a lot of short tracks and everything else. I just think this is going to spill over all the way to NASCAR, to short tracks, to everything else. I think that he's got a vision of where he wants to go, and I think good things are going to come. May take, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years, something like that. But I think it's gonna bust out and be better. And hopefully we'll have back to, 50 cars trying to qualify for the Indianapolis 500.
Boy, wouldn't that be good? Maybe we could get Greg Damon in the bandanas barbecue sauce special out there.
That may be, but I'd probably sit there and eat all the barbecue first before that happens.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be able to fit through
the window. We'll pay you in, in more barbecue.
There you go.
And hush puppies.
I want to get back a little bit to NASCAR. You know, we kind of talked about the four that are up for the to win the championship. Now, you still got other drivers out there on the track. If you're one of those drivers, do you drive any differently? I mean, do you want to make sure that you stay away from these guys, or what goes on?
Well, you've got to respect the players that are at the elite level doing what they're doing for the final time to win this championship. You know, you're not necessarily going to pitch a player that's trying to get their, you know, a home run title or something high and tight, like you would in midseason. You might brush him back a little bit, keep him back off the plate, but you're also going to respect that this guy's hit enough dingers that he's earned some respect. And I think that's how the drivers that aren't in the championship will also. They'll run them hard, and then when it's time to do the right thing within it, then this is an earned position within the brotherhood of drivers, and they will respect that, hoping that in the future, if the opportunity makes itself for them, that others will as well.
No, I agree with that, but, you know, that's where we need a little Jimmy Spencer out there.
Yes, we do. You know, Jimmy Spencer don't care, and, you know, a little honey badger thrown in there. But I think even Spencer, who, you know, grew up in those tracks in Pennsylvania, once you get to those final four and they've done everything, you need to just be mindful of the respect level to the highest degree while they're out there, and let them battle it bare knuckle, and don't become a part of, you know, a saga that won't be good for the sport. And, you know, if it happens, it happens. But I think everybody will, you know, show proper driving etiquette and respect within the brotherhood of the drivers.
Well, I'm gonna have you put your Karnak hat on. So who do you think is going to take it?
I'm going to stay with Denny Hamlin. I think only because of the momentum that puts him ahead of the other four. They could go all four right across the finish line together. But I'll stay with Hamlin because he's got the energy coming off the last win.
All right, I'm going to go with Kyle Busch because, again, I think he's one of the best drivers out there, and I think he's just going to do whatever he has to do to solidify and get that championship again.
So you know what that just did? That just told everybody to pick Truex or Harvick.
now Hamlin,
knowing our track record sometimes.
That's right. If Hamlin and Busch get into it together on the track and take out half the field, you know, that's going to be bad for us.
Yes, indeed. But it's always great to be on KMOX and all the things that you do. You know, your efforts don't go unnoticed nationally. Greg Damon's name across motorsports and what you do from right there in St. Louis on KMOX is an important part of the family of racing. And we just appreciate you.
Well, thanks, Lenny. I appreciate that very much. One last thing I want to talk about before we go. Have you had a chance, or are you going to plan on seeing Ford versus Ferrari?
Well, that's what I did today. And,
well, that's perfect.
It was fantastic.
Absolutely. You know, we kind of reviewed that a little earlier in the show. I think it's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, really. You know, the little over the top stuff was well within the bounds of reality. And I just think that it's a great personal story about guys that were in racing. It gets you up on the edge of your seat. It makes you sad. It makes you really happy. I think it's got all the elements to continue forward and to potentially be another part of the boost of motorsports.
Nope, I think you're right. You know, it seems like it's really tough to make a racing movie. You know, they're a little over the top and stuff, but I was very happy with the way the cinematography was with the car, as Stel Pontinkas, who was in here with me, talked about. You know, you actually feel like you're in the car with Ken Miles as he's driving.
Yeah, it was spectacular. I would recommend it as a movie in general for anybody to see, and then they'll maybe get a look inside the passion of racers at the highest level, like we're talking about running down in Homestead. Those guys are going to feel those same, you know, drive to get the victory, and all four of them will be going at it all the way through, rain or shine, somewhere along the line in the next, you know, day or so.
Nope, you're absolutely right. Well, Lenny, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the program. For folks who want more information about PRN at the track, where can they go?
I would say go to our Twitter page. We've got a very active PRNs at the track on Twitter. They can hear our shows at goprn.com. And a pleasure once again to be on with you, Greg. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much, Lenny. We'll talk real soon. Thanks so much for the help here.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, that's our good friend Lenny Baticki, my friends. Let's go and we'll go back and talk here on some phones. We got a couple folks before we take our next break. Let's talk to Ann. Hi, Ann. You're up next on the KMOX Auto Show.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right. I have a, while I'm in agreement with writing tickets for people that are doing a slow poke thing in the hammer lane and texting on their phones and what have you. My biggest pet peeve is insecure cargo.
Oh, that's a great one right there.
You have, you know, pickup trucks with cargo in them. You have the tag-along trailers with cargo on them. The other ones would be the dump trucks without the...
About the top, yeah.
Without the net on. But, you know, people, they cut brush and what have you.
Nope.
And then the brush is flying all over the place, or they think they're going to put gravel in a tag-along trailer, and it's going to stay. Well, then you got gravel coming all over the place when they're driving down the road.
Yep, it's kind of crazy. I know it's kind of crazy. You know, I don't understand why they don't secure the cargo in that. I think that's a great one to write down. We're going to add it to our list. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Ann. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go on and let's see. Let's talk to Ken. Hi, Ken. You're up next on the KMOX Auto Show.
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, man. What's going on?
I'm just throwing out a random thought. Remember when Chrysler was demolished?
Sure.
I drove by when I see all that vacant area, and I thought it would be nice if there would have been a race stadium built there, kind of like a Daytona 500. That way in Illinois, you had the Gateway International Raceway for the Indy 500 and all those street races, and that's a nice track. But they could develop something that would draw NASCAR a little closer into St. Louis and in a little bigger framework.
I mean, Ken, I'm not going to disagree with you because I would have loved it if they would have done something like that. But, you know, obviously that takes a lot of cash to get that done. And who knows, maybe there wasn't a backer or anybody interested in it. I have no idea.
Well, a little birdie tells me you're friends with Kenny Wallace, and maybe you two can kind of talk off the air a little bit and get some ideas going.
Well, maybe we'll try to do that. All right.
I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate the phone call. Folks, again, that just that easy, 314-436-7900. And let's go right back to phones. Let's sneak one more in. Let's talk to CJ. Hi, CJ. You're up next on the KMOX Auto Show.
Good evening, sir. Nice, great show.
Thank you very much.
I got a
87
Plymouth minivan. It's a carburetor, Mikuni, the nightmare carburetor. But the engine, when it warms up, it makes a terrible noise, like a bearing noise, not a lifter or a knocking noise. But I just started doing it.
Okay.
I think it might be a water pump or something. I mean,
it could be anything that could be causing it. It could be something internal. Certainly could be, you know, an accessory that's added on the engine, you know, like a water pump or alternator or something like that. It's just something that's going to have to be checked out, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah, because it's kind of weird. I had a lot of power steering. I was going through about a quarter of power steering fluid a week, and now it stopped doing it completely. So I don't know why that happened, but the steering's fine. It runs fine. I just want to warm it up to start making a little bit of a noise, unusual noise. So yeah, I guess I may check the alternator out too. Would be a good idea.
Yep,
could be bearing in there.
I'd take it in and have a ASE certified technician take a look at it. That'd be my best guess for you. Thanks, CJ. Appreciate the phone call. Again, folks, if you want to join us, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Let's go ahead and take a quick timeout. We'll be back. Stick around. You're listening to KMOX Auto Show. Welcome back, my friend. 641 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. This is the KMOX Auto Show. We've been talking a little bit about the Illinois State Highway Patrol put on their Facebook page that if you were a state trooper for a day, what would you be writing tickets for the day? And we've got some great lists going on. We're going to post them on the Greg Damon KMOX Auto Show Facebook page. And if you have any more, we'll take those as well. We may do this for a couple weeks. I think it's a pretty fun topic. So we may compile a list here for the next few weeks on that. Also, if you got a favorite Hot Wheel, we've seen somebody selling a Hot Wheel collection for $125,000. What was your favorite Hot Wheel growing up as well? A couple things that I wanted to talk about real quick here that Consumer Reports put out their list of the most reliable cars. And guess what? The Asian cars really dominated the Consumer Reports list. Lexus, Mazda, Toyota took the top spots for their most reliable car brands. Again, this is Consumer Reports annual study. Rounding out the top 10, Porsche, Genesis, which is a Hyundai product, Hyundai, Subaru, Dodge, Kia, and Mini. Dodge climbed 13 spots since last year to get back in the top 10, and that's the That's really because of the Challenger muscle car. On the bad end, owners of the Chevy Colorado said that they were the most unsatisfied, citing transmission and drive system issues. Also, the GMC Canyon, sister vehicle of that. Of the domestic brands, Lincoln was 14th, Ford 15th, ranked behind Dodge, followed by Buick 16th, and that was the most reliable GM brand. Cadillac was 30th, so we'll see what happens. There wasn't enough responses to Fiat, Jaguar, Land Rover, Maserati, and Ram on this report. So you can check that out at consumerreports.com. Also, a little sad news. This past Thursday, Chevrolet rolled off the last engine in the front of their Corvette. So all will be mid-engine from now on. That goes back to the original C1, launched in 1953, built here in St. Louis. So no more front-engine Corvettes. And that happened last Thursday. So we'll see what happens with that. Again, you want to join us, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Let's take a quick timeout. Come back. We're going to talk with Ron Tinner from Sparks Tire and Auto. Stick around. That's why you listen to KMOX, my friends. Welcome back to the KMOX Auto Show. 6:47 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. And joining us up next here on the KMOX Auto Show, Ron Tinner he's the owner of Sparks Tire and Auto, and also we have Joe Spahn. He is a retail business manager from Napa, and they join us here on the program today on the KMOX Auto Show. Ron, Joe, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Glad to be here, buddy.
All right. Yeah,
appreciate you having us.
Thank you so much. Now, you know, I always love promoting local folks. I think this is I found out about this. I think this is one of the greatest things I've ever heard. And I'm going to let Ron Tinner from Sparks Tire and Auto take this over. But you guys have banded together and really done something that's going to be great for a special person.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg. Basically, for years, I've wanted to try to get together with the local vendor and put together a vehicle for a needy mother, a needy single parent, what be it. And this year, Napa Auto Parts and myself were able to band together and get that accomplished.
How did you guys get together and really get this going? Joe, you can go ahead and take that.
Ron from Sparks Automotive, he is very active in the community. And at Napa, you know, being a Fortune 200 company, we like to get out locally as well. And it was just a perfect match for us to get together. And, you know, he supplied the car, we supplied the parts, and with his expertise, and then working with the women's centers that we have to get the names, it's just worked out perfectly.
Now, Ron, how do you go about choosing a car or going from that way?
Well, we look for the greatest candidate. This year I was lucky enough to find one of my employees whose wife had moved on to a new vehicle, so we purchased that vehicle. Napa supplied us everything we needed to get it up and running back to perfect position, and we supplied the labor, and my employees were more than happy to chip in and get it taken care of.
Well, that's fantastic. So it's just a whole everybody pitched in together for that.
Absolutely.
And Joe, as far as Napa goes, you guys supplied all the parts for this vehicle that was needed?
That is correct, sir, and it was our pleasure. Like we mentioned earlier, Ron is very active in the community. We want to be there as well, and it just worked out perfectly. The car is beautiful. We're just so excited to give this car away to one lucky lady.
So, Ron, where does this? I guess where does this happen? Is it has the person been chosen already, or how does that work?
No, we will choose Tuesday or Wednesday who the person will be. And then Friday afternoon at the Napa store in St. Charles, we will turn the keys over to one lucky lady.
And you say you work with some women's centers and things like that. How do you go about getting those together?
Joe, I'll let you take that one, son.
We worked with a really, really cool set of Bridgeway Women's Center in St. Charles and another local nursery to get three names of each. So we have six names. We're hoping Tuesday, once we run all the MVR information that we need, because insurance is going to be included in this. This car is not only the car.
Oh, my gosh, that's so awesome.
Yes, sir. Lang Insurance is taking care of that. The tax and licensing will be taken care of as well. Filled up with gas. We're still working on a few other things as far as we want to make sure the other five ladies that did not win the car will be taken care of as well. So we're working on that through local gas stations and grocery stores, but we're real excited about this.
Oh my gosh, guys, that is so cool. I love it when folks give back to the community. Ron, how did you come up with this idea?
I've been trying to get this accomplished for probably close to a decade now. And every year we bring it in, we talk about it, it doesn't happen. So this year we decided as an individual shop, we would just team up with NAPA and do it on our own.
I mean, this is such a great thing to do for somebody. And obviously, I'm sure there's tons of hours of work you put into it, tons of parts that you put on as well. I mean, this is certainly... I'm sure the recipient is going to be overwhelmed.
Well, I hope so. You know, our goal with this is to try to change somebody's life. If there's a mother out there who has to take public transit to get to work or has to get people to take her to and from or Uber, whatever it is, it cuts into her finances to try to take care of her family. So we would like to try to make life a little bit easier for somebody, especially this time of year.
Well, I do have to ask you if, you know, we have a lot of loyal listeners here to the KMOX Auto Show. If folks want to get involved, is that something you guys are looking for?
Absolutely. I don't plan for this to be my last time. We do other events in the community. Right now we're on a Christmas toy drive for Children's Hospital. So that's our next big event that's going on currently beside the car. So if anybody wants to get involved, they're welcome to go to Sparks Tire and Auto. Sparks Tire at SparksTireandAuto.com. Leave us a message and we'll get back to you.
Oh, that's fantastic. So this is something you guys are going to build on year after year, you think?
I hope to. I hope to turn it into something big.
And Joe, NAPA's still on board with everything?
Yes, sir. This is going to be an annual event. We've just had a lot of fun getting this together, and we are just so excited to continue with this and make it an annual thing. And like I said, it's been something that Ron's been tooling around. We've been talking about it for a while. We finally just put it together, and we're real, real excited to hand this car over to a wonderful young lady here this Friday, the 22nd, at Napa in St. Charles. It's 2168 First Capital Drive in St. Charles. 3 o'clock, we're going to hand the keys over. So we're real looking forward to it.
All right, Joe, I'm going to have you go ahead and give the information one more time. Also, if you have the phone number, website as well.
Yes, sir. It's 2168 First Capital Drive. That's in St. Charles, Missouri. And we're kitty corner of the Emo's Pizza and right on First Capital there. And you can always go on napa.com. Wonderful deals constantly, but what we want to focus more on here today is Sparks Tire and Auto for really taking charge, and to Bridgeway Women's Center, to just the work they do in St. Charles is incredible. They really, really do a wonderful thing for the community of St. Charles.
And Ron, go ahead and give your information one more time as well.
You can reach us at Sparks Tire at SparksTireAndAuto.com.
Well, gentlemen, I have to applaud you because that is just something going above and beyond the call and really giving back to community. I'm kind of overwhelmed. I really don't know what to say about that. I just applaud both of you guys.
Thank you very much, Greg.
I appreciate
really appreciate your time, Greg.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, and good luck with that, and have a Merry Christmas.
You do the same, buddy. Thank you.
All right,
you
thanks
as well,
so much,
sir.
That's Joe Spahn from Napa Auto Parts, also Ron Tinner from Sparks Tire and Auto. Man, I'll tell you what, that is pretty cool, giving away a vehicle to somebody that certainly would need that. I mean, I'm kind of at a loss for words, and folks, you know me, that's kind of tough for me to do. So that's going to about wrap up this edition, though, of the KMOX Auto Show. Now, if you folks out there, if you have any, if you didn't get a hold of them or you want some more information, you can always send me an email, kmoxautoguy@gmail.com. I'm more than happy to put you in touch with those gentlemen as well. I've saved their numbers, so just fantastic. I want to thank all of our guests today and hope you guys enjoyed the show just as much as I did. Don't worry, we're going to be back next week. We're going to be a little earlier next week. It's going to be 3 to 5 next week, but we'll be back answering all your questions here on the KMOX Auto Show. Always a fun time, and we always look for your comments as well. Again, if you want to get a hold of me during the week, very easy to do, kmoxautoguy@gmail.com, kmoxautoguy@gmail.com. But again, you can save it for next week. Love talking to the folks out there. You can always give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to see it or help you out. Go see Ford versus Ferrari, my friends. Great movie. Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.